It's a club that's exclusive but tragic. It's made up of famous musicians who died at the age of just 27. Known as the 27 Club, it includes Amy Winehouse, Robert Johnson, Jimi Hendrix, Jim Morrison, Brian Jones and Janis Joplin. But now research suggests that there's no statistical basis for the claim that 27 is a dangerous age for famous musicians. As Timothy McDonald reports.
Grammy Award-winning singer Amy Winehouse lived fast and died young. A coronial inquest found that she died after a drinking binge that followed a period of abstinence. She was 27. At the time of her death, the media made much of her age because it put her in distinguished company. Manic depression is a frustrating mess. Jimi Hendrix also died at the age of 27, as did Jim Morrison, Brian Jones and Kurt Cobain. Adrian Barnett is an associate professor at Queensland University of Technology. He says there's a reason people might think this is a meaningful trend rather than a mere coincidence.
One of the theories behind the 27 Club is famous musicians become famous in their early 20s. Then, you know, the money comes in, they start to engage in risky behaviour. Maybe then they need, you know, stronger drugs, more alcohol. So by the time they're sort of in their late 20s, that's kind of when their risk-taking peaks.
But Adrian Barnett is one of the authors of a new study in the British Medical Journal that suggests there's not much in it.
There was no evidence for the 27 Club being a real phenomenon. There was a small blip in the risk of death at age 27 for famous musicians, but there were other very similar blips at age 25 and 32.
Unfortunately, this isn't good news for the musically inclined. In fact, famous musicians are 2 to 3 times more likely to die in their 20s or 30s than the general population. Adrian Barnett says above this level, there was a small increase for 27-year-olds, but there were also small increases for 25-year-olds and 32-year-olds.
I mean, one of the other peaks we noticed was a 32 club. I mean, that's Karen Carpenter, Keith Moon and John Bonham from Led Zeppelin all died at that age. So, yeah, you could start a new club if you want. If you can trawl through the death data and find these unusual blips, they will be out there.
At the time of Amy Winehouse's death, the British folk singer Billy Bragg said it's not age that these stars have in common, it's drug abuse. And Adrian Barnett says he pretty much has it right.
Amy Winehouse, Kurt Cobain, Jim Morrison, Janis Joplin, Jimi Hendrix, I mean, they're pretty famous people, so it does seem a bit odd that they all died age 27, but actually they all just died young and unnecessarily.
So will this study put the whole issue to rest? Actually, probably not. Adrian Barnett says it's not a definitive study because it only uses one measure of fame, which is, at its core, a very subjective concept.
The way we did it was we identified everybody with a number one UK album, and that started, the album chart started in 1956 and went through to 2007. But yeah, there are other definitions of fame, such as the US album charts, or we could have used a number one single, but we liked the UK album charts because that's a fairly stable and long-running measure of fame, and that gave us over 1,000 musicians and 71 deaths, so it was a reasonable sample size.
The study's methodology actually excluded several members of the so-called 27 Club because they never had a number one album. Blues singer Robert Johnson, Jim Morrison, Jimi Hendrix and Janis Joplin were all left out. On the other hand, a couple of actors from The Muppets made the cut, even though their names are probably far less recognisable.
Timothy McDonald reporting there.